This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This is The Joe Gaither Show on BamaCentral.com.
Good morning! Good morning, Tuscaloosa, Internet World, West Alabama. How are we doing today on this Friday? Happy Friday. It is The Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central, BamaCentral.com. You guys are hanging out with us on the Bama Central YouTube channel in the Derek Daniels State Farm Studios, or maybe listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you get your podcast. The Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central. We're live on Friday with Mason Woods in the Derek Daniels State Farm Studios. We're going to have a lot of fun today on a Friday. We're going to talk about college football playoff. We're going to take a voicemail from Dax. We're going to talk about Alabama's newest kind of target for in the transfer portal, basketball target for in the transfer portal. Maybe touch on Justin Jefferson. He had some very poignant comments about returning to the capstone for another year. We got a lot of things on the docket today, and we invite you to jump in and join us on the show at JoeGaither6, at MAWoods_, at Bama Central, or you can leave us a voicemail. Oh, great. Awesome. Lost the camera right off the bat, but that's okay. There it goes. You can leave us a voicemail at 205-462-7340, extension 800, like our friend Dax. We'll start with that. We'll go to Dax's voicemail, then we'll go into some of these other college football topics. But before, Mason, I was watching Josh Pate the other day, and I thought to myself, you know, I got to steal something. I got to steal something from this. You know, he's a pro, and we are, you know, he's the pro, we're the Joe. The thing that I noticed about him that I want to steal, but I'm not really like sure what how to incorporate it, the 2 minutes that I just did of blah, 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 welcome in, good morning, it's Friday, you know where to get us, da, da, da. He doesn't do any of that. He just rolls right into his episode. The camera cuts, is like, do, 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 and he goes, and rolls right into whatever his first topic is. I think I want to revamp how I do the open just a little bit because it's just too formulaic. It's just, and why would anybody, I mean, the first minute and a half, they're like, all right, skip, skip, skip. Let's get to the actual content. I got to figure out a better way to do that. Good morning. I know you weren't ready for that idea, but there you go. Now you can react to it.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good this morning. Doing good. Had a busy day on Wednesday. Not as busy of a day yesterday. Not a ton going on in the recruiting world. Alabama did send out two offers to quarterbacks, the first two of this kind of summer contact period. Jet Tamala, who is currently committed to Iowa State, and Matt, and I'm going to butcher this one a little bit, Ponatoski, P-O-N-A-T-O-S-K-I.
Nice. These are 26ers or 27s?
These are 26ers. Jet Tamala is, I think, a four-star. Mr. Matt P. is a three-star prospect, as I understand it. Just offers. I don't think either of them have visits or anything coming up to Alabama. We will see. You know, I will, keep up to date on whether or not they schedule one for the summer. A lot of people are. They have probably over a dozen people coming on at the end of this month. And then at the middle of June, they've got another crop of 10 or so. And then at the end of June, they got another big crop of players. So a lot of prospects going to be on campus over the next, four, 4-6 weeks or so. hopefully we will be seeing some commitments coming sooner than later.
You just talked about two quarterbacks, and this just made me think. You think it's hard for them to recruit a quarterback in this cycle?
Certainly. I think it's probably.
I'm on 24/7. I'm about to go to like and find out like who's there. Go ahead.
I don't think that really many of the quarterbacks that they've extended offers to in this cycle so far, at least, are either one that interested in coming or two going to be guys that would potentially unseat Keelan Russell. You know, seems like they're maybe not necessarily taking the year off, but looking for guys who could maybe be backups. I'm not overly excited by a lot of the guys they've offered in this. You know, it's only, I think, maybe seven or eight guys. I think three or four of them are already committed to other schools. And then the remaining guys are not, you know, not necessarily world beaters.
Yeah, you got Faison Brandon is the number one quarterback in the class, according to 24/7 Sports, committed to Tennessee. You got top three quarterbacks in the class already committed. Keyshawn Henderson to Houston, Jared Curtis to Georgia. Oh, maybe I need to rewatch Faison Brandon and Keyshawn Henderson, because I think Jared Curtis might be your best quarterback in the class. Dia Bell to Texas, fifth quarterback in the class. Okay. Arizona State's got Jake Fetty, Brady Smigel to Michigan. I just thought, you know, you bring in Keelan Russell and you hype him up as much as he's been hyped up. I don't know. I think you're probably going to have a hard time bringing in a quarterback. I mean, unless you have just a stone cold killer who says, I don't care what the what the landscape is. And I think that personality type is pretty rare. I think this might be a type where you go up to Mountain Brook and say who's playing quarterback for y'all got a senior quarterback we can steal Gordo High School Tuscaloosa County High Hillcrest somebody is you know oh gosh Hillcrest has a little player what is his name I'm gonna it's gonna come to
I'm
me
looking
late.
At the full list of quarterback offers for Alabama right now just in this cycle. They've got nine offers out currently, at least according to 247. Six of those players are already committed to other schools. One of the three remaining players that do have an offer that's not committed is Ryder Lyons, five-star quarterback. I'm sure a lot of people have heard the name. I don't think he's coming to Alabama. The other two guys who I previously mentioned, Matt Poniatowski and another quarterback, Simaj Beals, who is both three-star prospects. Both of them currently, you know, with the little cool beside them to Alabama on 247. Now, again, I've not talked to any of these guys, not talked to anybody about any of these guys, so I don't really know exactly where they stand personally. But it does not seem that any of them are super interested in coming to Alabama. So I think you might be right. This might just be we're late in the cycle. We need to at least grab a quarterback. Let's just go get somebody.
Right, because you're playing Simpson, and then it's likely going to be Mac Russell for 2 years. Like, whoever you sign to this class of 26, you're waiting if you're going to play at all.
Yeah, I mean, if you're joining, yeah, you are going to wait. And then if you're going to play at all, it's going to be 1 year probably.
Well, there we go. We'll watch and look at what happens with the quarterbacks that Alabama offered yesterday. See if any of them want to come be a part of the capstone, come be a part of the Crimson Tide.
Seems like this year's class is going to be a lot about skill guys. Good wide receivers, good running backs, good defensive backs, seems like. Maybe some really good edge rushers. We will see.
Excuse me. All right, so let's get into it today. Thanks for a little recruiting update with Mason Woods. I got like... just like we always do, 5, 6, 7, 8, 4, 3, 3, 4, 5, random topics. But I want to start with the voicemails. We've been doing, you know, Dax has been carrying the banner for the voicemail machine. On Monday, he hit us with his schedule prediction. You can listen to that. He went week by week by week. He had Alabama winning every single game except for the road trip to South Carolina. You can check that out on the Monday episode. But you can use the voicemail machine like Dax by calling 205-462-7340, extension 800. I believe Dax is on the voicemail line talking wide receivers.
Holy crap. Okay, I finished recording that voicemail, and I just realized I completely forgot to talk about Mbakwe. I'm sorry, buddy. Mbakwe, forgive me, please, if you listen to the show.
Of course he does.
Okay, so here's...
All right, so context. I have two voicemails in the tank, and I just played the second one because he texted me saying that he messed up the first one, and I didn't want to embarrass him by playing the first one because I haven't listened to it. I don't know if it's – he says he forgot Mbakwe, but he's the man. I don't believe him. I bet you Mbakwe was in that first one. Let's hear the rest of it as he goes on the wide receivers.
Here's the thing. He was DB last year, switches positions this year, so he's basically a freshman at his position group again. He has to learn how to play college wide receiver, which is obviously a little more difficult than playing wide receiver in high school, no matter where he went to high school. If you're going to play in college, vastly, vastly more difficult position. So he's a freshman, basically a wide receiver. I don't think he's going to make any headway in the wide receiver room this year. He will be the starting punt returner all year, I believe. Because, I mean, the dude's a freak of nature. He's athletic as heck. Dude is ridiculous. So those are my thoughts on Mbakwe. I'm sorry, buddy, that I didn't mention you in the first voicemail, but he'll make some headway next year. He's just got to learn the position. That's all. That's all. That concludes today's voicemails for me. Roll Tide.
Oh, bet. Okay, so perfect. I'm going to dig the first one up because it sounds like the first one's got the most of the meat, sure. And he just forgot about Jalen Mbakwe. So as I do that,
I can talk about Jalen Mbakwe.
Jalen Mbakwe, Cole Adams. What's your thinking about punt return?
I like that as a role. I really, unfortunately for Jalen Mbakwe, I feel like that's probably the only realistic chance he has at getting on the field this year. I think he's been pushed out of the corner, you know, the defensive backs room because there's just a lot better talent there right now. There's guys that are more athletic, guys that are bigger, guys that are a little stronger. And then as far as wide receivers go, we've talked, I mean, I don't know how many times over the last 6, 7, 8 weeks about on this show about how good this wide receiver group is and not really even mentioning Jalen Mbakwe. There's so much talent there that is just, unfortunately for him, better. I hate to be so blunt about it, but a lot of the guys that they have in that wide receiver room, at least as I know now maybe he proves me wrong this year, but it seems like they're just better at the position than he is. I think it's kind of an unfortunate position for not only Jalen Mbakwe, but kind of for Alabama also, because, you know, we knew about the whole debacle this offseason with the, oh, he's going to Ole Miss, oh, he's not going to Ole Miss. I imagine there was a fairly decent NIL check cut to Jalen Mbakwe to get him to stay at Alabama, and I don't know that he's really going to do that much this season.
Yes, the premise was, he said, oh, what you want to talk about? And I said, you know, we know the three wide receivers who are going to be the 1, 2, 3, you know, pick your order. I don't care. Sure. You're right. I said, who do you think is going to be the fourth wide receiver? Who's going to be, is it Cole Adams? Is it Latsia Brooks? Is it somebody, is it
Derek
Rico
Meadows,
Scott?
Derek Hale.
Right. Jalen. Katie was so funny yesterday. that might have been the funniest Katie Gwindom comment that I think I've ever had on this show. And it was so simple.
Just the veil came down for just a second, you know, and it was
it was perfect. It was,
here's Katie's fan opinion, not the professional, like, buttoned up reporter opinion. Jeez, which I love. I'm glad we got just a little bit of it.
Oh, I love her. Yeah, you can check out that episode yesterday. Katie Windham talked about a lot of things in the back half of the show, some of them being wide receivers. All right, I think this is baked in here. Let's see, add to the state.
The room's just so deep. There's just not really room for him.
Yeah, Dax voicemail 1. Loading. I think that you'll see. It's definitely, to me, between
what is up,
Rico
guys?
Scott.
It is Dax.
Cole Adams.
We could thank Joe for this topic. Thank you, Joe, for texting me about this because I was running a little dry on topics, so I appreciate it. So we've got our top three wide receivers in Ryan Williams, Jeremy Bernard, and Isaiah Horton. I think Ryan Williams is a 1. Then we got Jeremy and Isaiah at 1A and 1B. Like, oh, dude, our starting three are going to run circles around everybody because they're all so vastly different in play style. It's just, oh, butter. I love it. But we're going to talk about wide receivers 4, 5, and 6. I think to start out the season, Rico Scott will be wide receiver number 4. The man is good. I mean, we watched him last year. And whenever he got in, the ball was just burning people. He was running his routes good. Man was catching everything, especially, you know, that really well-placed duck from Austin Mack in that one.
All right, hold on right there, because this is makes me think. You bring in Amari Jefferson. You bring in Rico Scott. You bring in Caleb Odom. There was somebody else. There was another wide receiver. There was like 4 freshmen, right? Wasn't there, or was it just 3? Think about it. It's just been 3. It might have just been the 3. But you end up losing Caleb Odom to Ole Miss. Okay. Amari Jefferson to Tennessee. Okay. There was Mbakwe was technically back and forth as a freshman. I feel like I'm losing one more, but that's okay.
I'm trying to get it pulled up here. Load.
It's all good. My he starts with Rico Scott. I think that's exactly the place you start, the right place to start, because you let Amari, you let Caleb Odom walk out of the rooms. And they're going to other SEC schools. Okay, you'll see them later. But point being, he said, Rico Scott, you're not walking out of this door into the transfer portal.
Mr. Grimsley.
Oh yeah, this is not even Jameer Grimsley,
Jamrock Grimsley.
Jameer Grimsley went to Florida. He was a defensive back, early enrolled. He was with the Julian Sagan crowd who transferred out before DeBoer could be in.
Okay, so he's listed here as a wide receiver. That makes sense. Okay, okay. Bubba Hampton.
That's it. Bubba's still on the roster. Thank you. Bubba's still on the roster. Knew I was missing somebody. Arian Bubba Hampton still on the roster. Suffered an undisclosed knee injury, leg injury. I don't know if it was even knee, but lower body injury. We were outside of practice one day waiting to go in, and he was unfortunately crutched. He was walked out on crutches right in front of us.
Yeah. Did they have any big air cast kind of looking thing?
No, it looked like just huge wrap and knee brace.
Yeah. All right. There's no telling what that could mean. I mean, you know, it maybe wouldn't be a best idea to speculate on it, but just the leg injury.
He came out, and myself and Tony Sakalas tweeted, Arian Hampton leaves practice. And not 2 seconds later, one of the staff members walks out. Some of y'all may have seen somebody walking out of here injured. They got walked out the wrong way. We'd appreciate if you... And like by this point, everybody now in May, everyone knows. But like they were trying to make sure the family was let know before they saw it on the internet. Okay, smart, makes sense.
Fair enough.
Oh, yeah. So Arian Hampton,
I don't know how much of an impact he's going to have this season.
No, I don't. Yeah. I think he's going to be in recovery mode. Mm-hmm. But my whole point to what I was trying to say was you're sad to see Caleb Odom and Amari Jefferson go, but you say Rico Scott, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, I think there's a reason you didn't let Rico Scott out that door. You saw Dak said it. You saw it in flashes last season, obviously very limited flashes, didn't get a whole lot of time on the field, but when he did, he made some plays. We all remember, like he said, the one bomb from Austin Mack, which he called it a duck. It was a pretty nice throw from what I recall. He made a great play on it, catch the ball right in the edge, on the edge there, and he get for the touchdown. I think Rico Scott is very electrifying. He's, can do a lot with the ball in his hands. He can make a lot of guys miss in the open field. I think him and Lotier Brooks are kind of similar type prospects. I think Lotier may be a little bit more, has a bit more potential. His ceiling's maybe a little higher. But yeah, I would agree with that take of I think Rico Scott early in the season, definitely just given the experience factor, is probably going to be taking over that fourth spot. As we get into 4, 5, 6 weeks in, we might be seeing more of Derek Meadows, more of Lotier Brooks, more of some of these other guys rotating in.
Really well placed duck from Austin Mack in that one game in the back.
It was a good pass.
It was a nice throw.
Such a nice throw and catch. I enjoyed it. But then we've got Lotier Brooks on Rico Scott's heels, just nipping at his heels. Have you all seen Lotier Brooks tape? I know Joe and Mason have. I'm talking to the audience. Holy crap. This dude is literally Jalen Waddle 2.0. Dude's 5'9", 188, according to the roster website that I'm looking at right now. But, he's so fast. And he runs his routes crisp, and he literally jumps up for everything. He will moss people, even though he's only 5'9". Lotier Brooks and Rico Scott are 4A and 4B. And then for our wide receiver 6, I'm going to have to go with Jalen Hale. He's going to spring back from this injury as well as anybody ever has. The dude's moving good. We thought he was going to be our deep threat, 2 years ago. But, I can't wait to see how Jalen Hale actually looks on the field, not injured. It's going to be such a nice time. And Cole Adams is right there nipping at their heels, too. We've got a bunch of good wide receivers. The only guy I'm leaving out right now is Bubba Hampton. I don't know what's going on with Bubba. I haven't heard his name, at all, and I think he's going to be my one candidate for the transfer portal. But, that's my thoughts on wide receivers 4, 5, and 6. Let me know what y'all think, and roll tide.
Hey, Dax on the voicemail line. You can be like Dax. Dax left us a double voice. You can call as many times as you want to. We love it. 205. 462-7340, extension 800. You got an Alabama football topic you want to bring to the table, you want to talk about, or you want to get, it doesn't have to be Alabama football. You can talk about Georgia football if you want. You can talk about Alabama basketball, Bama in the NFL, really any topic you want to bring. We will react to you on the voicemail line, 205-462-7340, extension 800, especially if I said something that upset you. You can call and tell me what upset you.
You mentioned Bama in the NFL. We didn't even mention Derrick Henry getting that big contract extension the other day.
I saw it on our website. site, but I haven't even looked at it. How much money did they pay
him? Let me pull it up again because it was a pretty big $30 million extension. I think a 2-year $30 million extension, the biggest deal a running back signed in like 4 or 5 seasons, I want to say, maybe even probably even longer than that. Henry, $25 million guaranteed. The most running back ever for a running back, or most money ever for a running back over 30 years old. I think if anybody's worth it, Derrick Henry is.
Who was it? Who was the analyst that said Nick Saban wore out Derrick Henry, so don't draft him?
It sounds like a Mel Kiper thing. I don't know.
It might have been Mel Kiper. It might have been Bill Polian. So one of the olds. One of the real olds
He gets stuck in their own opinion and is not going to be pushed off of it by anybody. We see it every year with these draft analysts. There's always a couple of them.
All the miles, Derrick Henry. All the miles on his tires. He's gonna burn out eventually. Never will.
I don't know how he does it.
Is the star a supernova, the one that burns on itself and gets brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter? Derrick Henry is a supernova. Yes. Like, he is not burning out. He is just, the fuel that he's burning is somehow recycling back into himself, and he is just getting better with age.
Yeah, I think he is one of the very, very rare types of athletes where you don't bet on them like falling off. You bet on you say, all right, we will continue to pay you until you actually show us you've fallen off. You don't say, well, you're 33. There's a pretty good chance you might fall. Because good chance he won't. Just as good of a chance that he won't. Derrick Henry has proven that. He's insane.
Yeah, he's going to retire after a 1,200-yard season. Be like, you know what? I feel it coming. So sorry, guys. I think that's going to be his move. He's not going to go out there and have, 400 yards and I busted my ankle wide open and everybody feels bad for me. I don't think so. I think Derrick has another strong couple years and goes out on his own terms.
Derrick Henry currently sitting at 19th on the NFL all-time rushing leaders list with 11,423 yards.
How much higher is Emmitt Smith?
He's got 18,355.
So I don't know that we're getting
7K. Because again, I just said that you don't try to predict Derrick Henry's end of his career, but generously, what, we give him 5 more seasons, probably
7K. He's got to play five and a half years. You have to. I think that'd be real close.
If he to get him into the top 10, he only needs about 1,000. That's
yo, we, dude, that's we're there, season. Baby.
I think he's finishing probably top 5 of this list. Adrian Peterson's at 5th with 14,918. I would imagine Derrick Henry probably finishes his NFL career as a top 5 rusher in NFL history.
He should be,
which who'd have thought? I mean, you know, we all knew it was going to be great, but like, did we all really think he'd be this great?
How much higher? Sean Alexander's a little higher than him, right? Sean Alexander's in between you, because Sean has the most rush. Oh, well, unless Derek just passed him.
As far as NFL, Sean he's not on this list. He is not in the top 25.
What? Am I just on drugs? No.
Ricky Waters is our 25th. NFL leading rusher of all time with 10,643 yards.
Sean Alexander rushed for 9,453 yards. So yeah, he passed Sean Alexander, I guess, a year ago.
Yeah.
Wow. Where did I go? MVP Sean Alexander.
Derrick Henry should have won an MVP. Was it 2020 Titans? I think it was the year.
Yeah. As a Titans fan, how do you feel about this new contract? You're like,
yeah, it's fine. You know, it's okay. It is what it is. I think both parties split pretty mutually. I don't think I didn't want to see Derrick Henry get the end of his career run into the ground by Tennessee as they entered the rebuild stage here.
I was up in Nashville this past weekend. The stadium's still not closed.
No, I don't think it's gonna. I think 2027 is what they're saying, but we will see if that happens. I saw some people say, we talked about them not getting any primetime games. I saw some people saying, well, you have to take into account that it looks bad from the outside because they've got the stadium construction. Shut up.
That doesn't matter.
Shut up.
That really does not matter.
You know how much stock footage they probably have of Nissan Stadium looking over the river and how beautiful, like, come on. That is not a real thing. They just don't want to put the Titans on primetime TV. I don't blame them. The Titans suck. Nobody watches them. But you gave every other one number one pick a primetime game.
Yeah, I think I saw the director of content on my social media saying, oh, you have to play your way into primetime. You can't draft your way.
The Falcons have 6 primetime games this year.
That's the product of being Atlanta. Not because they're the Falcons or because they're good. That's the product of being Atlanta.
Yeah, ridiculous. It's okay, though. Cam Ward will prove them wrong.
my three favorite teams every week are the Bears, who plays the Packers, and who plays the Falcons. I love watching them lose. I love it.
There is something oddly satisfying about it where I've never had a hateful bone in my body for the Atlanta Falcons.
No.
But it's just hilarious.
Yes.
It is just a purely just some of the best entertainment, mm-hmm. the best comedy you can find on a Sunday.
You nailed it. It's not about hatred. It's about comedy. It's about, are you kidding me? So a couple years ago, the Bears were down like 17-7 or something, and Nick Foles gets put in, and we come back on the Falcons, and I just love that even more. Yes,
cursed as cursed can be.
Let's circle back and reground ourselves a little bit on the wide receivers. This triggered me just a little bit as Dax was talking. Dax, by the way, definitely thank you for the call.
Is this the last year with Jamarcus Shepherd in Tuscaloosa?
Ooh, don't say that.
I know.
Oh, don't say
I know. That sounds so terrible. That sounds horrible coming out of my mouth. Feels horrible coming out of my mouth. But the dude is a rising star. The dude, every press conference, you're like, you're going to be a head coach.
Yes. You are unfortunately possibly correct. It may take another year for everybody else to catch on, you know? Yeah, we may get another one.
DeBoer,
9-4 last year. Maybe, you know, if you go win a title this year, we're probably having a different conversation. He's probably gone the second you walk out of the whatever stadium that game's in this year. But if you just have a run-of-the-mill, make it to the playoff, maybe you're not winning the title or anything, you still stay in somewhat under the radar. I understand you're Alabama, so that's not really happening. But I think you might be able to squeeze one more year out of him if you because the way I see it, if you are winning a title this year, probably because those receivers were pretty damn good. I still don't have a ton of faith in Ty Simpson being the guy that's going to do it himself. I think he's probably going to get helped out by these wide receivers a whole lot. And that's fine if that's the case.
But be on time, be in the right place, and Ty will find
perfectly fine. But that means that Jamarcus Shepherd is a large reason for that success. So, you know, we will just, I would hate that. You are probably correct, though.
All right, another element just hit me. What are the chances he says, yeah, I could be up for premium offensive coordinator job, premium head coaching job, name whatever. Your favorite top-level job, right? But Ryan Williams cannot go to the NFL yet. He's not eligible. I don't want to miss one more year coaching Ryan. I'll coach Ryan all 3 years of college and then go slam home run, hire me somewhere, whatever high level coaching job. What is Ryan Williams enough to keep him in town for for this year, 25 and 26?
I do think it's a genuinely very good bargaining chip. I think just the, you know, any coach, you give them a player like that they can just mold and create to whatever that, like, they're going to jump at that opportunity. I think that is, I didn't even really think about that talking about,
like,
it.
We love you, Lotsier and Derek Meadows, and
everybody knows who the special one is here, and it's Ryan Williams. That could do it. I think that maybe could do it just from, you know, like, he's a wide receiver guy. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know Jamarcus Shepherd personally, but it seems like, maybe that could be a good enough bargaining piece.
All you got to do is talk to him one time, and he'll treat you like he knows you personally. Yeah. I mean, the premier person, just super nice every time. Hey, how you doing? Oh, no. Yo, how's your family? Great. And so, I mean, he is on the fast track.
Yeah, very much so.
Maybe that's why you say, Ryan Grubb, you just lost your job, Sheridan. Is Kalen DeBoer three steps ahead?
Maybe.
Everybody's, So yesterday in my chats, the anti-Alabama fans were, DeBoer the nerd playing golf again, you know, with the region's traditions. And it's like, they just don't get it. They're like, it is an every year event, guys.
I don't even think he wants to be. He has to do this.
Both he and Nate Oates were like, we're just trying to shoot under 100.
Yeah, I don't think either of them really care about the game of golf whatsoever.
I think Nate enjoys it to play, but I think both of them have the thought of, I could be spending my 4 hours doing something else.
I bet Nate hates how little of it he can control.
Oh, yeah.
Everything is so much. So you're just up to the elements. You're out with the ground, the grass, you know, anything. Like, I bet he hates all of the unknowns.
Well, we had a lot of fun. Man, we got about 30 minutes out of Dax's voicemail. We appreciate you, Dax. Call in 205-462-7340, extension 800. I want to challenge. Okay. we did breakout players on Tuesday. So if anybody's thinking about what should I call on a voicemail line, give me your breakout players. Really easy. My top three breakout players are Jimmy, Billy, and Charlie. And here's why. Thanks for the call. We love your Roll Tide. Boom. Easy way to get in. All right, Mason, what do you want to do next? Do you want to talk about Claude? Do you want to talk about, let's see, NCAA regionals? Do you want to talk about college football playoff? Dealer's choice.
Let's talk about our friend Desmond Claude here.
Desmond. Okay. Before we talk about Desmond Claude, we'll let you know we are proudly sponsored by Warren Tire and Auto. They've been a Tuscaloosa and University of Alabama staple since 1961. Two great locations to get you in and out, back on the road and back to your life. They're in their third generation of family ownership. You've got Russ Warren over there. You can see him on 15th Street right now. They're your go-to place. Two great locations. 15th Street and University Boulevard. On 15th Street, it's 205-759-5505 to make your appointment. On University Boulevard, it's 205-758-2739. The reason that they're so efficient is they do tires, brakes, and alignment on 15th Street. They do all the other car work, all the other vehicle work on University Boulevard. So if you just need a quick oil change, you need something's wrong with your radio, your electrical work, your AC work, you're seeing them on University Boulevard. But if you got tire issues, you got brake issues, you think your steering wheel is not really turning, matching up with what's on the car on the road, you see them on 15th Street for tires, brakes, and alignment. So two great locations, two iconic locations in Tuscaloosa. Warren Tire and Auto, we so appreciate them sponsoring the program.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress for a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
All right, my man, just like you said, we talked about Nate yesterday, and LeBaron declaring his intentions to stay in the NFL draft. Best of luck to you, sir. Hope you make millions and billions and trillions of dollars. But Nate Oates has to pivot. Nate Oates got to go find another ball handler, and it sounds like Desmond Claude is his answer. Desmond Claude looks like a junior from USC. Let's find his information. 6'6" out of Syracuse, New York. We love our New York guys. Javon Quinterly, Jaden Quinterly, Muhammad Diabate, and now Desmond Claude. All right, Desmond, what's his deal? My tab did not open. Where did it go? Right there. Right there. Okay. My tab didn't open the right way. I have him as how many points and rebounds? I have, oh gosh, come on, all the way to the bottom. Oh, that's totals. Mason, you got to get, oh, average.
15.8 right points, 3.5 rebounds, 4.2 assists, shooting right under 50% from the field.
Say that again a little slower so we can hear you.
15.8 points, 3.5 rebounds, 4.2 assists, right under 50% from the field.
I like that.
He's
numbers.
A little 3-point shooter also, right around 30%. Started his career at Xavier, 2 years there, transferred to USC last past season. I'm not really sure if it just didn't go exactly the way he wanted or what. I mean, he took a slight dip in his points from the year prior. He was 16.6 points per game in his last year at Xavier. But, you know, I mean, less than a point drop off. So I don't know. you know, don't know what happened there at USC. Maybe just wanted something new. But you're never going to hear me complain about a 6'6 guard.
Six, yeah, exactly. We've been sitting here. So, oh, gosh. He's getting to the rim nicely in this tape. Yeah, we've been sitting here talking about, oh, look, we love you, Mark. Love you, Mark Sears. And, yeah. Height. Length.
Yeah, we talked about
to the rim.
It's just, he was just physically limited. It just is what it is.
This Desmond Claude fella scores at the rim. 53% from the rim. 50% of his attempts are at the rim, according to this college basketball scouting. And he's getting into the lane pretty nicely. Obviously, this is Big Ten, so it's a little it's a small step down from the SEC, but still a very high level basketball. Coach, go secure the bag, man. Go secure it. Now, the issue to me, we'll pivot this a little bit. Nate Oates on Wednesday saying, oh, we'll probably, and I don't quite see this, but also I'm not a basketball coach. So he says, we'll probably end up using a point forward system a lot of the time, going with a point forward system like we did with Herb Jones. And look, again, my basketball experience doesn't hold a candle to anything that Nate Oates has ever done. But I'm looking at this roster and saying, who is going to be the point forward? Is Houston Millett going to be doing that role at 6'5"? Like, that's a little low, a little short. Like,
one of
I don't
freshmen.
No,
you don't like any of these freshmen.
I mean, like them, but you want the ball in their hands all the time.
They can do it. They can do it.
Well, in Coach Nate Oates, we trust. But to me, I would like to be utilizing that strategy as a mix-up, as a change-up, as a hey, man, sure, you've seen my fastball, my curveball, my slider. Here is the knuckleball every, you know, so often.
Yeah. I mean, yes, that is ideal. But if you just don't feel good enough about any of your guards being the guy that's bringing the ball up, I think you kind of just have to pivot. I think it'd be better to, rather than force one of these guards to be a facilitator when that's not what they are, keep them on the other side of the court where they're in a position to get a spot up three and just have one of these forwards bring it up. I don't know. Again, like you've said many times, Nate Oates knows a lot more about basketball than you or I do. So I'm going to trust his judgment. I am cautiously optimistic, I guess I'll say. You know, I like to use that term. I'm not quite sure, but I will trust Nate Oates.
All right, I'm trying to find my friend Hunter DeCiver. He tweeted, what, a day or two ago? Man, Hunter's been hard at work. So all of his Twitter is full of just like all the articles that he's done over the last couple of days. There's combine measurements, but he had roster. Yeah, that's what I wanted. Thank you very much. Hunter DeCiver had an up-to-date roster. Mm-hmm. You've got Amari Allen, incoming freshman, Jaleel Bethea, Taylor Bolbowen. Like, that might be, can Taylor Bolbowen do it? A little more experienced. Keaton Briscoe from Tarleton State. Davion Hanna, incoming freshman. Aiden Holloway, you all know and love him. London Jemison, incoming freshman. Houston Millett, Aiden Sherrell, Noah Williamson, Latrell Reitzel. And you've got two spots available. Two spots for Desmond Claude and for, was it Keaton Jones? Oh my gosh, the young man from Cal State, Northridge or whatever. Cal North State.
I can't think of its name now. Keontae Jones.
Thank you. Thank you. I was close. Keontae Jones and Desmond Claude, 2 6-foot-6 guys coming in to fill the last two spots.
Works for me. I don't, you know, like Katie was saying, I think when we had her on yesterday, I don't think this rotation is going to go 12 or 13 deep. So I don't know exactly what these last two guys that you're bringing in, what their role is, where you're going to fit them in, but yeah. I think there's probably spots for them, just given, you know, we talked about Keontae Jones, what he can do, kind of being that Modi replacement a little bit, if at least is what he seems like he could do, and then, you know, Desmond Claude here is a bit more of an active scorer, it seems like.
I saw a take the other day that I agree with, that they said, oh, this Alabama basketball team is not going to receive a whole lot of preseason love. And you probably will have some early bumps. Probably a bunch of early bumps, if I had to guess. But as we have said a couple times in Nate Oates, do you trust him? By December, I think you're going to be feeling pretty good about it.
this feels like a roster where you've got a lot of like B talent, but not really any A talent.
You've got
like purely B plus guys that are all really good, but nobody's elite. Now, maybe, like you said, you're about to say, I think Jahlil Bethea, maybe he can play his way into being that A-plus player. But, you know, it feels like
Aiden Holloway,
you don't necessarily have any bad weak spots. I don't think anybody on this roster is going to be terrible. I don't think you have anybody who's like, oh, that's the one I'm excited about. He's going to be really good this year.
Now, Aiden's an elite shooter.
Yeah.
He isn't. When he is on, yes, it is like stupid. It is stupid how hot he is.
Yes.
If Latrell can get back to that, like, you've got some elements.
Yeah.
Noah Williamson, really, really tall son of a gun.
Big, like, bit of a wild card.
Yeah, big time. Well, I think you could have him as, oh, wow, I'm so, so glad we got him. But he also could be, golly, look at him on the bench.
I need him and Aiden Terrell on the court at the same time. Like, that's what I want.
You could have, like, what's the Alabama fan going to think? The Alabama fan that sits at midcourt in January, is he going to look at Noah Williamson and say, man, I'm so glad we got him? Or is he going to look at him on the end of the bench saying, man, why can't we get anything out of him?
Mm. That's $1 million question, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, gun to your head. Gun is on your head right now, Mason Woods. And it's okay.
I like Noah Williamson.
I don't have any bullets. But
I think I like what he can do. I trust Nate Oates again. I'm going to trust Nate Oates. I think what he sees in him is, you know, they brought him in for a good reason, I'll say. Like I was just saying, I would love to see him and Terrell on the court at the same time. Just twin towers down there, just dominating in the paint, because I think the two of them can do it. They're both right at that, you know, right around 7 foot. I would love to see that. That would be like everything that we've been missing. Now, Terrell, you're going to have to get a lot tougher down there. Don't get me wrong. But everything we've been missing, that could maybe alleviate that.
Well, if those two guys don't do it, I got somebody who could. Nate Oates has to keep his eye on this year and get in the transfer portal next year. Mason, what year did you graduate high school?
17.
Okay. Ramel Bethea. Ramel Bethea, junior college transfer. Ramel Bethea commits to Green Bay. And if you haven't heard of this guy, it is A-OK. Ramel Bethea, excuse me, graduated high school in 2013. So he's right smack in between Mason and my age. That's nuts. That is nuts. Enrolled in the Navy. Good for you. Thank you for your service. Appreciate you, sir. Enrolled in the Navy right out of high school. During his time in the service, went from 6'3" to 6'9" and has now reached a 7'4" wingspan. Now, before I keep reading this tweet, I want to ask you, the life on a Navy ship, whether you're in a submarine, a ship, is a boat, just the sea life as a 6'9" fella, not fun.
That sounds miserable. When I was a kid, I was in the Cub Scouts, and we got to go and spend a night on the USS, whatever it was, down in Mobile. I can't remember what the name of the ship was.
Alabama?
Maybe that's what it is.
I don't know.
it might have just been that. But anyway, got to go stay a night there. It was cool. Boy, I would never want to do that again, though. Mm-hmm. I was about 8 years old when I did that, and it was tight then. I can't imagine what it would be like if I was a foot taller than I am right now. That sounds miserable. You know, I thought when I don't know if you remember, about probably a month ago now, there was another really old player that transferred, a 27-year-old that transferred to New Orleans.
Okay.
And he had spent time as a tattoo artist. I think I brought it up on the show, but I thought for sure, like, oh, this is absolutely the oldest guy in college basketball. Not the case. Not the case at all.
Well, so while in the Navy, his friends at Navy quickly urged him to play basketball. When finishing Navy as petty officer in the third class, Bethea participated in the 2022 Armed Forces Basketball Championship. This was his first time playing competitively in years, and he received attention from local California JUCOs. While at MiraCosta College, he averaged a double-double and quickly received Division I interest. So my man's is going to Green Bay. Isn't that where...
Yes, that is where
Doug
Gottlieb coaches.
So Gottlieb is just making a headline for his program.
That is all it is. How old is Doug Gottlieb? Is this guy older than Doug Gottlieb?
No. No, Gottlieb
is... He's 49.
Yeah. Gottlieb was on the front side of the credit card scandals. So, you know, he's getting a little older.
Yeah, that does... I didn't even put that connection together when you sent me this yesterday, that the Green Bay thing. That is a lot of this might just be Gottlieb going for a dang headline. Regardless, good for this guy. Maybe he, I would imagine he's got however much eligibility any first-year player would have. Does his JUCO count against him, I guess?
We're going the Diego Pavia route and suing and saying it doesn't. That's what we're doing.
you know, hey, go tear it up at Green Bay for a year, transfer to a bigger school. Who knows?
We'll see you in a year.
Did you see, you probably didn't, you know, Kevin Durant, very active on Twitter, NBA player. Probably a week ago or so, somebody tweeted at him like, hey, Kevin Durant, what are the odds of a 28-year-old who's 6 foot, or what are the odds of a 28-year-old making it to the league or something like that? And he replied to him, well, if you're 6 foot six or above and you can shoot the lights out of the gym, I'd say you maybe have a chance. Anything else, not a chance in hell. You know, hey, if this guy can do it, maybe there's a chance for him.
Go make you some money and, you know, next fun chapter in your life, Bethea. We love it. We love it.
Hope he gets him a big old NIL deal.
Romel Bethea from USAA. That's what he needs. He needs USAA. He needs like pretty much every.
Get him and Gronk on a commercial together.
Yes. pretty much throw him any Veterans Affairs, any, you know, make him the face of your National Guard commercials, all kinds of stuff. Come on.
The opportunities are endless. Maybe we need to get into the agent space, you know?
That'd be silly. I'm not dirty enough for that.
No, me neither.
Like,
not my kind of game.
It'd be so much fun, but like, people just would say, Joe, they say, you're not taking enough percentage from that boy. I'm like, I don't, 10%, 3% is fine.
He made $8 million this year. 3% of that's pretty dang good, folks.
Whatever it is. Maybe that is the way you get in. You undercut all the other dirty agents.
Actual good person,
right? You undercut all the dirty agents that are charging these kids 10%, 15%, and 20%.
Make them sign lifetime deals.
Yes. Well, hey, just 3%, man. Just 3%. It's okay. Just like the NFL. Look, Drew Rosenhaus. We're following the same track, and maybe that's how we get in there
that way.
All right, Ryan Williams. We're open for business. What else are we thinking, Mason? I want to talk about just real quick about what I sent you with Andy Staples, how last season's college football playoff bracket would look. We talked about this right when they did all the seedings. But this, to me, ties into earlier conversations in the week about changes in the college football playoffs. Oh, we're going to add four more teams. We're going to bake in automatic qualifiers. Like, stop.
Yeah, I hate it.
Just fix what's broken first. What's broken first are these four automatic qualifiers. What's broken first is, was it Arizona State getting a bye? Who it was. Arizona State getting a bye. Like, I'm sorry, like, great season.
But
Andy Staples puts this out on his Twitter machine, the reseeding of last year's bracket. No changes of the teams. Sorry, Alabama, we're not in. It stinks. but no changes to the teams, but just straight up seeds them as they are. And this bracket looks a gajillion times better.
The bracket does look better.
It looks prettier. The matchups are cleaner. It looks like it's I'm over the moon with this is the first. Before you add anybody, fix what's broken.
Yeah. It does look a lot better, and these would have been better games, probably some of these. Given what we did watch last season, I don't think this changes the outcome of the playoff whatsoever. I think Ohio State still runs through this playoff, no problem, beats everybody pretty handily. Maybe Georgia's got a better chance. I don't know. They still had their quarterback issue. Oregon, you get a pretty favorable matchup playing the winner of Indiana or Boise State here, so maybe you get a chance to go to a semifinal here and play the winner of Penn State and whoever they're going to. I think Ohio State's still running through this field of teams, no problem. However, like you said, better matchups. Indiana-Boise State as a first-round game would have been, I think, a fantastic game. Tennessee-SMU might have been a good game, honestly.
Tennessee got their doors blown off at Ohio State. Yeah. And instead, they would have been able to celebrate a home playoff game. Ohio State gets to beat the doors off of Arizona State.
That would have been probably our only round one absolute domination.
Right. Clemson goes on the road to Notre Dame. And, you know, Clemson gave Texas a half.
For a little bit.
Yeah. And so they probably give Notre Dame three quarters. And then Boise State goes into Indiana. Who smoked Indiana?
I kind of pulled up here. Notre Dame.
Yeah. No. And Boise State, Indiana would have been a much better game as well.
I don't know who I would have picked on that one. Probably would have ridden with Ashton Jeanty. This would have been a more entertaining playoff, certainly.
I just don't understand the excuse me. I mean, I do understand it. The rush to add the teams and the games is money. Is money in TV.
Always is.
But I don't understand why you place expansion above expansion and automatic qualifiers above, hey, let's just fix the seeding. Because you still have the same automatic qualifiers. Top four conference champion, blah, 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 and one group, top group of six. Great. But the... I just think that we do a lot of dumb stuff for our sport. And last year and the current seedings is part of the dumb stuff for the sport.
Yeah, I mean, it just, you know, I've said it when we talked about it the other day, like it just is completely antithetical to the idea of we're looking for the 12 best teams and we're going to seed them accordingly. That's not what you do. You don't look for the 12 best teams and you don't seed them accordingly. You look for 12 teams that fit this criteria that you have laid out at the beginning of the season, and then you seed them based on that criteria.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So hopefully, my big hope is that they reorganize the seedings and they will not expand. I will expect to not get either of those hopes. I would expect that, oh, well, we're the Big Ten. We got to have one of the top four seeds, and yeah, we're the SEC. We have to have one of the top two seeds.
We'll go from 12 to 16, and the SEC and Big Ten will both get six automatic qualifiers.
No, it's ridiculous. Just ridiculous.
And you'll like it. You'll sit there and you'll watch it on your TV.
You will. I absolutely will.
I know I will.
All right, Mason Woods, let's hit one more ad and then we'll close down the show.
So my name is Russ Warren and I'm one of the owners here at Warren Tire. We started in 1961. My granddad on University Boulevard. So we've been kind of a staple here in the Tuscaloosa and the University of Alabama community since then. And so thankful to be in the third generation. And we have two locations now in Tuscaloosa. We're right here at the 15th Street location right now where we just do tires, brakes, and alignments mostly here. Our university location does oil changes, engine work, air conditioning work, front end work, the whole nine yards. And so any of our two locations, you can come check us out.
All right, Mason Woods, let's close it down with this. I didn't prep you for this, so this will be on the fly for you. On Three Sports, they had the top 10 players, top 10 impact rankings, right? So who's going to impact the game, impact the college game as a whole. One through 10, just firing through it really fast, and I'm going to ask you if there is another Alabama player that you could add over this one representative or in the 10. So there's the question as I go through the 10. Number one, Jeremiah Smith, wide receiver, Ohio State. Number two, Dylan Stewart, edge rusher, South Carolina. Number three, Caleb Downs, safety, Ohio State. Number four, edge rusher, linebacker, Colin Simmons from Texas. Number five, quarterback, Sam Leavitt from Arizona State. Number six, here you go, Ryan Williams, wide receiver, Alabama. Number seven, Leonard Moore. Ooh, help me. Is that a wide receiver for Notre Dame? Is that a defensive back for Notre Dame? Is that a linebacker Leonard Moore, Notre Dame, number seven.
Cornerback
Leonard Moore. All right, Lenore Sellers, quarterback Lenore Sellers for South Carolina at number eight. Number nine, Anthony Hill Jr., linebacker from Texas, and number 10, Arch Manning, quarterback from Texas. So you got Ryan Williams, number six.
Just had to throw Texas in there twice, didn't they?
Three times,
yeah.
Three Texas players, Colin Simmons, Anthony Hill, and Arch Manning. Two Ohio State players, Jeremiah Smith and Caleb Downs.
Yeah, I'm okay
with those. Two South Carolina players, Dylan Stewart and Lenore Sellers.
Also weirdly okay with that.
And now Sam Leavitt, one Arizona State player.
I think the only other guy that you could maybe make the argument for on Alabama, or well, the only two other guys we'll say, because one of them, obviously quarterback, if the quarterback comes out, whoever it is, and dominates, they're going to be very impactful.
So
they will work their way into that list. But the other guy, I'll go on the defensive side, maybe LT Overton. If he can convert a lot of those non-sacks into sacks.
Fingertips, man.
Yes, we've talked about that a lot on this show. If, you know, there were so many just near, almost sacks that he had. Like, if he converts those, if he finishes those plays and finishes with, you know, 15 sacks or so this season, like, he's absolutely on that list.
I love it. I think those are two great picks. I think this is this impact ranking is pretty objective. Ryan could be a spot or two higher, but you're just arguing at that point.
Yeah. Jeremiah Smith, number one, makes sense. As much as I want to beat the drum that Ryan Williams is better,
I'm not going to win that argument.
It's just that Jeremiah
is the body type.
Right. He looks like Julio and moves like Ryan.
Yeah. It's just Ryan is unfortunately a little bit physically limited due to his stature.
Well, we'll see. Maybe he can explode this year with a little bit better quarterback play.
Who knows?
You sent me that Tennessee clip, which I do think that Tennessee clip's a little bit like a little microscoped, you know, with Ryan Williams like getting open like eight times.
Yeah, that's a little cherry picked,
but maybe a little better quarterback play. He can take that step forward nationally. I think in our hearts and in our minds, we think he's 1, 2, 3. I think nationally they think he's 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, probably. So,
We'll see. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to get out of here for the weekend. What we're going to do is be at the Rhodes House tonight. Alabama's taking on Jackson State tonight. We're going to be there, myself and Katie Windham, and several others, I think, from the Bama Central staff. We're going to be covering the game. We're going to be covering the regional all weekend long. Last night, oh, my gosh, I know Mason's going to get into it, all things Bama, in just a minute. Alabama blowing a 5-0 lead to Florida. Just horrible. So the Diamond Sports are coming to a head. We will be in the Rhodes House over the weekend. Watch them play Jackson State. Ideally, watching them take on Virginia Tech again on Saturday, and then maybe Virginia Tech or Belmont on Sunday, getting to the Super Regional. So we'll be all over that, and we'll be back with another episode on Monday right here on the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central and BamaCentral.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's edition of The Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central. Keep up with Joe on all his social media pages at JoeGaither6. Subscribe, rate, and review the show on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and be sure to read us daily at BamaCentral.com.